In Luke chapter 6, we'll be reading verses 1 through 19 of God's holy word. God's people, these are the words of the living and true God, and so let us give attention to them. Now it happened that he was passing through some grain fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating the grain. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why do you do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not even read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and took and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for any to eat except the priests alone, and gave it to his companions. And he was saying to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he healed on the Sabbath, so that they might find reason to accuse him. But he knew what they were thinking, and he said to the man with the withered hand, 'Get up and come forward.' And he got up and came forward, and Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to destroy it?' After looking around at them all, he said to him, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they themselves were filled with rage and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. It was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also named as apostles: Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, and there was a large crowd of his disciples and a great throng of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were being cured. And all the people were trying to touch him, for power was coming from him and healing them all." And that is God's word. The beginning of the passage this morning deals with the great principle of the fourth commandment, the verse 5 and verse 5, this progressive revelation that we're given that not only is Yahweh the Lord of the Sabbath, but here he's saying Jesus, who we know from Daniel is the Son of Man. Daniel, that language, the Son of Man coming from Daniel the prophet. Jesus, the Son of Man, is the Lord. And he's not just the Lord, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. And so the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath, and yet what has happened is that these Jews and Pharisees who are before him, and he's speaking to them because of what the disciples had done. What they had done is gone through the grain fields and picked grains, and they were eating. And so the Pharisees were saying, "These disciples of yours are harvesting the crop, they're working, which we are not to work on the Sabbath, as we know." And yet, what really had happened is that the Jews and Pharisees were adding to the law of God, and they were taking away from the law of God. They were, as we would say, legalists. That is legalism. They're adding to or taking away from God's word and God's law. And so because our Lord Jesus Christ on the Sabbath requires doing certain things, worshiping the Lord, certainly, but also withholding from working and also doing your own pleasure on the Lord's Day. But then also, here he shows that we are to do works of necessity. And so we need to eat. It is necessary for us to do the work of eating. It is necessary for us to have a place to worship. So we come to a place to worship and we gather there. There are works of necessity, and there are works of mercy as well, to serve other people or help people that are necessary on the Lord's day to do. And so we ought to be worshiping and serving the Lord, but not only worshiping and serving the Lord, but also serving our neighbor and calling them to Christ, as we heard in Isaiah 58, the spiritual mercy, showing spiritual mercy to people, but also a physical mercy when someone is in need, as we heard, I believe, last Lord's Day about that. And so here Jesus heals the man with the withered hand. As he is the Lord of the Sabbath, he heals the man on the Sabbath, showing that mercy, a work of mercy that needed to be done to heal someone. And this greatly upsets the Pharisees. They are angry, they are raging, because they had, Jesus had broke their law, not God's law, but their law, the law that they added to God's Word. And yet, in Jesus doing that, he was fulfilling God's law. He was living a righteous life in accordance with God's law. Verse 12, then we see the second time now in Luke's Gospel. The first time was in chapter 5, verse 16. But here's the second time we see that Jesus goes off to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer. And that ought to encourage us in our prayer, as we heard the last hour in Sabbath school. We then have the account of his calling the 12 disciples, who are also the apostles. Some of the calls we have a fuller account of in the previous chapters of like James and John and Matthew. But here's the rest through verse 16. And then our passage ends with Jesus healing people's diseases and casting out these demons and evil spirits. Beloved, you are called, we are called, verse 19, to reach out to the Lord that He would heal us of all our infirmities, of our sins. And only He can heal you of your sins, of your infirmities. And we come here on the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, to worship Him. But let us not forget to do those things that are necessary. To go home and after worship and to eat, that we have enough energy, especially today, enough energy to come back and worship this evening. And so also serving others physically as the needs arise, as we see them, and also spiritually, telling people the gospel of Christ. But let us remember on this day that there is one who is the Lord, and He is the Lord of the Sabbath. That is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. And we worship Him, and so let's go to Him in prayer now, asking for His healing us of our infirmities. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You and for Your Son that You sent, that which He was born on this earth, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, that You brought Him, You sent Him, You delivered Him over to us, that You made Him in His humiliation under the law, that He lived thankfully for our sakes and for Your glory, for His glory. He lived a perfect righteous life, and He died a perfect sacrificial death on the cross, of which we will celebrate this evening in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, with the bread that symbolized His body given and broken, and the cup which symbolizes His blood spilt for us, which covers all our sins. And Father, we have broken Your commandments. Here we have highlighted for us the fourth commandment, and to even this day we have broken the command to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. We have not worked diligently 6 days and prepared well for this day of rest. And nor on this day of rest have we rested from our labors. We've probably thought about our work that we need to do around the house, the work that we need to do in our jobs that we have. And we have thought in pleasure of other things, and perhaps even done various pleasures of maybe watching TV, and that is not beneficial or helpful to our worshiping you or resting in you, but we've focused on such things like that. Or Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. Father, we are sinners, and yet thankful that you have delivered over your Son for us, that we in him might have all things, knowing that he works, that you work all things together for our good, even those trials that we have. Father, we ask that you would, though, forgive us of our sins, and we're thankful that you remind us of the promise that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and we have an advocate with you, the righteous one, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we thank you for that assurance that you cleanse us of our sins in Jesus Christ by your Holy Spirit. Father, we also plead with you for various particular requests, even as the passage we read talks about those who were sick and had ailments, they had diseases. We pray for those who are sick today, those who are not feeling well, those especially in our city who have undergone this flu that's been going around, this great sickness that has hurt very many people and caused them to be very sick. We pray that you would heal your children and grant them full health and strength. We pray for those who may be struggling in their bodies today with energy because of the time change, that you would strengthen our bodies to worship you, to glorify your name, that we, in our minds and our hearts, our desires, our will, that we would be zeroed in on what you have to say for us and to us, that our attention would be fully upon you for your glory, and that your name would be glorified and praised even in our listening and the reading and preaching of your word and in our singing. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.